All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Woo! What a difference a week makes, huh?
Yep. Seriously. What a difference a win makes.
Yeah, seriously. For those of you Green Legion members who were up in Buffalo and had to put up with that sideways rain, oh, God. Perfect scenario in the beginning of the day. We got down to our tailgate, started at 8. By about 8:30, the clouds lifted. The weather was perfect. It was sunny. And then about an hour later, it said, F you.
Oh, my God.
And that was it. And everything went sideways. And, well, thank God alcohol makes you warm, everybody. Subscribe to us. Download us. Rate and review us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. We're also on TuneIn Radio when you can listen to us live or all past episodes. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. Bucks County Baseball Company. Up in Bucks County, our good friend J.P. Lutz. Don't forget about Stateside Vodka and Workhorse Brewing Company sponsoring all of our home tailgates. David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, our good friend Mike McVeigh. The Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, Echelon Health and Fitness across the bridge, our great podcast friends at 4th and John. Which, by the way, I'm sorry, the episode will go up tonight from Saturday's episode, which I just completely forgot. Thank you. And our good friend Sean Brayson, Philly influencer, and 102.5 The Gambler. And, of course, obviously here, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, our biggest sponsor. Chickies and Pete's is a proud sponsor of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. If you are anywhere in the area, make sure you get down here. Because tonight we have a very special guest, Super Bowl champion 52 Philadelphia Eagles from Marshall University, Vinny Curry. Yay!
What up, Vinny?
What's up, man? Thank you for having me on the show.
Vinny, we couldn't be happier to have you on the show. When Dave said that you were going to be a guest, literally all of us kind of went like little girls. 14-year-old girls at a Justin Timberlake concert. But anyway... Hollis, before we get to what happened in sports history, yep. I can tell you what happened in Green Legion radio history on Sunday. Another Green Legion radio bump. Our man Boston Scott scored a touchdown.
Yeah, but you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, I owe my car for 2 weeks.
Maserati.
Yeah. Anybody didn't listen to the show last week, I promised Boston he could have my car for a couple weeks if he scored a touchdown. And, well, guess what? I'm glad I don't need that thing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so, Vinny, what we got on every guest that comes in, next game. So I don't know what's going to happen. A couple sacks, fumble recovery, but I don't know. You're going to do something's going to happen right this Sunday for you appearing on the show. It happens every week.
Shit.
Boston Scott scored his first ever TD.
I hope it's just a win. I'm cool with just a win right now.
Exactly.
Guess what? You're going to be an integral part of it because everybody that's been on the show has had a big game the next week.
Oh, wow.
Nate Gary had an interception. Kamu had a forced fumble. Boston Scott had a touchdown. Avante had a fantastic game in Green Bay until he got his bell rung.
I got to keep the trend going.
You don't have to. Just let it happen organically. There's been no pressure whatsoever.
Just do your play. Just play the way you play.
Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
What happened in sports history today?
Well, today is October the 29th. It's the 302nd day of the year. 63 days left. We're going to start way back in 1652 when William Penn, he lands at what is now known as Chester, Pennsylvania.
1652. Well, way to go, Hollis.
I know. There you go. Yeah. But I was gonna bring it to some stuff that you guys know. That was just something you might not.
This is what happens when he doesn't watch Maury all day.
Exactly. We go to it's 1960 when Muhammad Ali had his first fight.
Ooh.
He had his first fight and won. And then in 2008, guess what happened? What did the Phillies do?
We won the World Series.
We won the World Series for the second time.
It was 11 years ago.
11 years ago, yes. It's been 11 years ago. And we had a quick national holiday today. Is National Oatmeal Day and International Internet Day. Oatmeal Day.
Why do we have to stretch so much?
I don't know. I just look at them and I have to present them to you guys.
I think it's going to be National Soft Toilet Paper Day tomorrow.
But
I'm kind of happy with that.
Also today is Maurice Clarett's birthday.
Oh.
1983. I don't know.
That's all you had,
huh? That's all I have.
Hollis's big daddy retirement. That was useless information.
Yeah, I'm full of useless knowledge.
I know.
There it is.
Did you know that if your stomach...
Well, he's doing my bit.
Well, did you know if your stomach did not have a lining, it would have digested itself?
Thank you very much,
there
Hollis.
There you go. Another year, a week.
Great words from the great Hollis Thomas.
And both of you are about to get muted. Anyway, we're going to talk football here for a little while before we go to our first break. However, thankfully, we do have some Phillies to discuss right now, real quick, with our official Phillies correspondent, Chris Sackmaster. Talk to us, big dog.
Well, as we've been discussing, the Phillies had some options who they're going to hire for their next manager, and they did announce the other day, and they had the press conference yesterday, and they hit an absolute home run with Joe Girardi as the next manager, the 55th manager in franchise history.
I have to say, I think this team's ownership finally listened to the fans.
About time.
And said, you know what? Guess what? We're going to do this because this is 90% of what everybody said they wanted.
I hope they didn't listen to the fans. You do not listen to the fans.
Excuse me, Dave.
Oh, God,
you don't. You do not listen to the fans.
Dave, I'm with you, Dave.
You don't listen to fans.
They did, though.
Yeah, they did not. They went out and they got the best candidate.
Absolutely.
And the fans
Sometimes.
You think a professional team should listen to the fans? No.
I think they should listen to me.
Listen to the fans, yikes. What's the saying? If you listen to the fans, you end up sitting with the fans.
I agree with Dave.
Sure. I agree with Dave.
But only if you play football.
No offense to fans.
I know, but only if you play football and the referees are doing what they do now. You will be, according to Bruce Arians, you will be sitting with the fans.
Sorry to interrupt the buzz there.
Great talk.
Okay, good, thanks.
I'd pull out a line from half-baked if I was allowed right now, but... Anyway, Chris, continue, please.
So he hasn't had a losing record since he was the manager for the 2006 Marlins. But even then, he was the National League Manager of the Year. He got fired because he had differences with the owner of the Marlins, the other Jeffrey Lurie, the less favorable one. But then he went ahead and he spent 10 years in New York as a Yankees manager. No losing records, World Series title. Obviously, he beat us 10 years ago. But... he has a great track record. It's a fantastic move for the organization, and this is one that we're going to look into next year. We should be talking playoffs if they improve this pitching staff.
Yeah, no, totally agreed. Totally agree. And what do you see us doing as far as getting pitching for the upcoming season?
The guy that pitched Game 5 the other night, I would love to have him here.
Yeah,
Garrett Cole. It's going to cost you probably a cool $250-$300 million.
Hey, aren't we supposed to spend a lot? Overspend?
I haven't heard John Middleton say yet about stupid money this year. But also, there's another option too, Quimby. And keep this in mind: the Nationals tonight, which Rob, it did go six. By the way, okay. Not 4 or 5.
Nationals aren't going to win that.
But Rendon is a free agent, which third base, but also at the same time, Strasburg can opt out of his deal. And if Strasburg opts out of his deal, you'll have two options, Cole and Strasburg.
Strasburg's a waste of money.
Oh, my God, that guy creeps me out.
A little bit.
Strasburg?
Yeah, I can't look at his eyes.
He's 4-0 this postseason with a 1.93
ERA. I don't care. He looks like a hybrid Siberian Husky.
Draft and develop guys, but since they can't do that, they got to spend.
He's got two different color eyes.
You talking about Scherzer?
Yeah.
You sure you're not talking about Scherzer?
Oh, Strasburg. I'm sorry, Scherzer. You're right.
Scherzer got scratched from Game 5. Yeah. They say that he will pitch Game 7 tomorrow night if there is a Game 7 tomorrow.
That's a little strange because don't you need the arm tonight facing elimination?
Well, you can't pitch him tonight when you have Strasburg on the mound who's had a better postseason than Scherzer. You. But also at the same time, Scherzer needs an extra day rest because he had spasms in his trapezoid. He said that he woke up on Sunday morning and his wife had to help him get dressed. It was terrible, but they just announced it on the TV.
I can make a lot of jokes about that right now, but I'm not going to.
A pitcher.
Mazel, mazel.
Mazel, mazel, good thing.
Tony, you heard it, right? Anyway. All right, Chris, we appreciate the sack stat. And I
always like talking baseball contracts when football players are around.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's a road you want to go down to.
Guaranteed money.
Oh, the guarantees.
Vinny, did you ever have any kind of baseball game back in the day?
Nah.
Not any good? Nah. How about you, Hollis? Do you have any game?
As a kid, yeah. As I grew older,
oh my God, I would love to see you hold a bat. Looks like anybody else holding a goddamn toothpick.
I mean, they get like $50 million guaranteed a year, right?
Something tells me that I should have stuck with baseball.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? You should have been a catcher.
Oh, zing!
I could pitch pretty good.
Everybody, real quick, our around the league segment here. Obviously, the Dolphins did not know that Tony and I had money on them on the money line last night. While they go up 14-0 and then proceed to crap the bed. 49ers are legit. They are absolutely legit, and now even more so. after they went out and got Sanders. A legit number one receiver. Did anybody see this coming?
No.
Actually, a lot of people last year liked the Niners. Sometimes when the prognosticators and all the experts, they like a team. Like Cleveland this year. I bet next year is the year for Cleveland.
Isn't the
next year always the next year for Cleveland?
Thank you.
That's true. That is true. But a lot of people were high on the Niners last year, the defense. I don't know. Is it like the Bosa effect or something like that? Those dudes, I don't know.
They got five first-round picks on the defensive line. So half first-round picks also. And they just pretty much dominated the game like a defensive line is supposed to.
Yeah. Now, I'm with you. Breeze doesn't skip a beat.
It's Drew Brees.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I don't, and
now you know that Teddy Bridgewater can come in and play too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. You saw today that the Rams traded Aqib Talib to the Dolphins. Obviously, that's a move to try to make more money for them to sign Ramsey to a long-term deal after this year, right?
Right.
That's the only reason for that move. Can we agree?
Correct. You are correct. Agree.
You don't trade
that many picks and not try to sign the guy.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing I think a lot of people thought that we were going after him. But I was like, it's too rich for just a one or two year rental. If he comes here, he has to agree to a contract before he even gets here.
Yeah.
So he has a volatile personality.
They don't have any exclusive like negotiating time or anything like that, right?
No.
So
no,
like March 1st comes, it's whenever the date is.
It's on your onus, right? It's on your word.
I mean, they're going to be really top-heavy with the Goff deal, with Aaron Donald, with Todd Gurley.
Goff is coming out of his rookie contract, right? Or no?
No, he's got one more year. He's signed a new deal.
He's already.
I mean, they're all very good players, but, you know, to sign Ramsey to the top, you know.
I'll take him anywhere, any team, anywhere, anytime. Eagles, Rams.
Oh, I wish we could play him every week.
Anytime.
Exactly.
That being said, the Rams, do you see them starting to get their head out of their collective butt?
Yeah, they're a good team. The NFC West is amazing with the Niners, with the way that the Seattle Seahawks are playing. Although they've lost their starting center, Justin Britt.
Oh.
They've lost their starting tight end, and he's out for the season also. So there's two big hits for the Seahawks on offense. And then, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are playing well. The Rams are a good football team. That NFC West is great football.
Yep.
Great football. That's why it's going to be very, very tough for the Eagles to be a wild card team. The Eagles have to win the NFC.
No, they have to win the division.
100%.
And guess who the division we play in the NFC is next season?
Who?
NFC West.
NFC West.
We're going to Scottsdale and San Francisco. Can't wait.
Yep. Awesome sauce.
All right. Everybody, just so you know, we got Pops running around giving away raffle tickets. Are you doing that or are you sitting over there?
It looks like he's sitting to me.
I don't know.
He ain't working, boss.
Get up. Move your ass. We do have a official Philadelphia Eagles Vinnie Curry jersey to give away tonight. You didn't know that, did you?
Nah. Official.
Well, guess what? You have to sign that thing before anybody grabs it.
Right? Yeah, before they get it.
We also have a couple of hats and a female jersey, which Vinny will sign for everybody, and we will do that drawing at 7 o'clock. If you're waiting around for autographs or for the drawing, get your ass up to the bar and order a drink.
Can I get a little? Can I do an injury update?
Sure.
Isn't that what everybody's waiting for?
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. I also wanted to say, don't forget, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. This is Eagles mug.
Professional podcast.
Yeah, professional podcast. I'm going by memory right now. You can Jason Peters is this month, October, $8 for the glass, $2 refills. Next month, I do not know who it is, but I know it's on the sign as you walk out. Again, Chickies and Pete's are Green Legion Radio headquarters for football season. Dave, let's get a recap on injuries.
It's time. It's looking better. Avante Maddox comes back to practice this week. They expect him to be on the field.
Love Avante.
That's good. That'll be a big addition, right? And then DeSean Jackson is going to be incorporated into practice.
Yeah, that starts tomorrow,
what does
right?
That mean,
yeah, what
Dave?
Does that mean? Incorporated. That means he starts playing light. We're not going to see him this week, but maybe in a week or two.
I think it's going to be up to DeSean and the scout and the training staff. What it means is you give him a little bit, you see how he feels. If he feels like he wants to get more reps, you give him more reps. How you feeling, DeSean? More reps. And then if he's ready to go Sunday, then he plays Sunday. If he's not, then he waits until after the bye week.
I say wait till after the bye week.
Yeah. You're taking the Chicago Bears lightly, Quimby.
I'm not, but here, you said it, okay? You said it. This is one of those injuries where you can't mess around.
I know, but they've it's been 8 weeks, my God.
Well, okay, we've all been saying that, but if, all right, well, right. I'm in.
And then, you know, Nigel Bradham, I think, has a chance to come back. Tim Jernigan's getting close. I think Darren Sproles is coming back, or at least close to coming back. Who else has been hurt, Vinny? Everybody, right? Cravon LeBlanc is eligible to practice.
Eligible, but he's not. Doug said he's not ready.
Yeah. That is about it. They got back Jalen Mills. They got back Ronald Darby. We see what kind of difference that makes.
Big time.
Hey, you know what? And we talked about this right after the Buffalo game, and we might as well. First of all, great work, you guys. It was time for a bit of a statement game, and it was difficult to kind of pull away, but you guys eventually did. And the part that we all loved and were dissecting was the drive that you guys had that lasted 8 minutes that turned into a touchdown going against the wind.
Yeah.
You know, what in the fourth quarter went, you know, that's supposed to be your Achilles. And Howard punched that thing in, and we're all like, all right, we got this. Finally.
I got a quick question. I'm going to pose this to Vinny. Now, as a defender, when the offense goes there and puts that type of drive together, what type of energy does it give you, the defense, on the sideline? Because a lot of times people think that they score quick because the offense – well, we know they score quick because the offense goes three and out sometimes. But when they put together one of those drives and you're over there cheering them on, what's going through your mind when you get ready to go back on the field?
I would say just, you know, good rest time, and let's go back out there and get the offense the ball again.
See, that's why I've been trying to tell them that. And when the offense goes out and puts together a drive like that, it energizes the defense to get them the ball back to keep them churning. And it also gives the defense rest. And you can put your first horses in there, and you don't have to use the second string. And the first horses, you can go in there and wreak some havoc.
Well, let's talk about the defensive line since we have Vinnie Curry here right now. And let's be honest, you guys look pretty damn good. Brandon Graham looked possessed again. absolutely veteran mindset. He was all over the field. I believe he had, six tackles, two for a loss, one sack.
Forced fumble. Yep. Fumble recovery.
He was everywhere.
The whole D-line did.
The only problem that it looked like you guys had was over-pursuing on occasion, and that's when Allen came up and burned you for 15 yards or whatever he would run for. But you guys were getting pressure on that line all day.
Those was design runs, like quarterback counters. Yeah.
That's his best play. I mean, that's what you got to be worried, you know. Let him throw it in the wind.
They was running 2 years ago Cam Newton plays.
that's what it was, right? Yeah.
Just like it.
But Peavy, though, when you make your quarterback run like that, you actually think he's going to have enough gas to come back and throw the ball?
Oh, no, he was getting tagged out there.
Yeah.
You could tell he was starting to lose it towards the end of the fourth quarter. He was saying, okay, enough of this. he was tapping out.
How was the win for you guys?
That's what I wanted to ask Vinny. How was it on the field? Where we were in the end zone. You heard us, Vinny, right? You heard us, right?
Yeah,
in the end zone, yeah.
Actually, I did.
Yeah. Well, we were up there, and we first got in. One girl's hat flew up and over the side of the stadium. This guy had a box of popcorn. He opened up the lid. The whole thing just was like as if there was
started
one of
smelling.
Those Hollywood fans like that. like there's no way that they're going to be able to kick the ball. They're going to be throw the ball. What was it like down on the field?
Oh, it was crazy. One play in particular, when Carson threw the ball to Zach in the wind tunnel.
Oh, yeah. We saw that.
The ball literally moved
like
four
the
feet.
Matrix. That was like,
yeah.
That was a crazy play.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you had no choice but to laugh it off. Like, dang, that was crazy. You know what I mean? But
does that change the defensive game plan overall?
No, not at all. Okay, not at all. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, we had a great game plan. They put they had a plan in place for, you know, for Buffalo, and then we just executed it.
Nice.
Yeah.
The only problem with Buffalo was that on the scoreboard, and I think that the Green Legion has to have a very large board meeting, because you'd think it would be a great opportunity for Green Legion to get some branding up there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. And all it was Craig Chenawusha, Wusha, Wusha. It was like, so where was the branding? Where was the marketing manager?
Well, we were all up in that end zone. And
it didn't say "Green, welcome Green Legion."
There was someone that was Green
Legion. I'm sorry, the marketing is
EA.
That's it. I don't need that.
There was a couple people that were tailgating with us.
Would have been nice, Brandon. I looked every time I looked up, I was looking for Green Legion.
Did you imagine? I have thought about this on numerous occasions. Having everybody in strategic seats with panels that say Green Legion. Well, you know how difficult it is getting these idiots to do anything after a four-hour tailgate?
After
all you had to do was put the name Green Legion on these video boards that kept rotating through.
Well, Dave.
All game.
Dave, I don't know if you're getting to it, but there was Craig Chinosky was on the video board over and over.
Nobody knows who that is.
Right. So it really speaks to the ego of of the leader of Green Legion.
Yeah, Dave, you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. Every single one of you can kiss my ass.
Pick a spot. You're all ass.
Oh, man. There's a lot of love in here. miles a good thing.
All right. So defense looked great. Actually, the secondary, you know, our biggest concern, everybody's worried. They didn't look fantastic, but they looked pretty good. They
looked fantastic.
It was a very good win, very needed win. It was a long 3-game road trip. It's great to be back home for the month of November.
Oh, you have
it's time
no
to make a run
idea
for the Eagles. Second half of the season begins. 4-4. Nobody thought 4-4, but that's where the team is. Plenty of time to turn it around, but very little margin for error. Nope. And it starts Sunday against the Bears.
All right. Well, you're not going to surmise it that fast because I have other stuff to talk about, including, yes, Dave, Jordan Howard. 23 carries for 96 yards.
Oh, my gosh. We're back to Jordan Howard. Every week, it's Jordan Howard.
I'm going to do it until Dave gets on board, baby.
I love Jordan Howard, but I also love Miles Sanders. And I think Miles Sanders may have had a pretty decent touchdown run.
Yeah, no.
And a screen pass that went for 25.
Excuse me. Yeah. Allow me or I'm going to mute everybody.
Go ahead.
All right. Now I get it because of the win. There was only 24 pass attempts. But can this head coach and offensive coordinator look at this and say, okay, maybe we don't have to pass the ball.
Yeah, but if they're so
I'm not done. We don't have to pass the ball 2 out of 3 times when, in fact, if you count everybody, you had 218 yards rushing, all right? And I thought that was the bet. Sanders looks fantastic. He's all right, right?
He seems to be okay.
Okay, all right. I get the weather dictated this game, but now you know you have this.
Yeah, they had it against Green Bay, too. It's a matter of consistency. You got to do it every week.
Right.
Like, you also, Quimby, you don't just run the ball. You have to look. Carson goes up to the line of scrimmage. If he sees 8 guys in the box, 7. You don't run. You don't run the football,
Hollis.
Okay, you go outside.
What happens if you run the ball?
If you see 1-on-1 coverage outside, you throw the football.
You think of that, but then you go back and you see the dominating performance that your defense had. Where running the ball gets you, it gets you to move the chains,
and it gets your defense a break.
If you drop that pass, which we've done a lot, when you drop that pass, you get nothing. And then what do we got? We got the defense on the field way longer than they're supposed to be.
All I know is this: score points in the NFL by throwing the football.
You know what else I know? Who's number one right now in the NFL? No, we're undefeated. And who leads the league in rushing?
Well, no,
right
they have a lead right all the time. Who leads all the time?
Yeah, that's a bad stat.
Three rushing touchdowns before they have that lead, sir. I'll be here all week.
That's twisting the truth.
It is twisting the truth.
You win the NFL by passing.
You throw the ball early, you get a lead, and then you run the ball.
I win because I'm a man, and I win.
And you knew it was coming.
That's what he says all the time.
You
when
knew he it was that argument.
I'm a man that I win. He said it all the time.
That's when he's got nothing to say.
But when the dust settles, when the playoffs, what's going to win the game?
All right, well, let's talk about this because I have been critical of Carson so far this season. Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah, we know.
And I'm going to say right now, I thought it was amazing. You know, only 24 pass attempts, but in that win, he completed 17 of them. Now, let's keep in mind, I'm sure there was a lot of short passes, but it worked.
Yeah.
And what else I saw this Sunday that I have not seen was he took over the offense.
Yeah.
He commanded what was going to take place. You saw Kill all the time. He was calling it. And when he needed to run, he got his ass moving.
Yeah, he was really running. And Doug said that none of those were designed runs.
No. That's Carson looking at the field and taking what it gives him, especially considering the fact that your chances of completing the ball downfield are going to be a lot slimmer in that win. I thought it was an extremely well-managed game and played by our quarterback. So for all of those who think that I'm not on his side, I thought he did fantastic.
Bravo.
for this week, anyway.
Thanks, tomorrow, it might change tomorrow, too, but whatever.
Thanks, Rob Believers.
You're welcome, Hollis. There's got to be a journalist here. Yeah. Oh, no, Dave's next to me.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave. Oh, you are a journalist. You
know, people don't call me that. They call me a homer. Or they call me a...
No, no, you're a journalist.
Butler.
You know, being in the business, I know you're a journalist. Yeah. You're a journalist.
Thank you.
You're really going to office, bud.
Everybody, we're about to take our first break here on Green Legion Radio. If you guys want to come up and take some pictures with Hollis, Vinny, Dave Spadaro, obviously nobody wants a picture with Rob, and that's fine.
Who wants to take a picture with you?
But... don't forget, Monday nights at Chickie's during football season, all-you-can-eat chicken wings and world-famous crab fries. Do not forget, we're also going to have our drawing here in just a little bit. We will be back with more Green Legion. All right, Green Legion Radio, back live at Chickie's and Pete's, South Philadelphia. If you're anywhere in the area, get your ass over here. It is fun right now. We got Vinny Curry here. We've got Hollis Thomas. We've got Dave Spadaro. We also have the delicious Beyond Burger with Beyond Meat. Sure to be a new game day favorite for all you crazy vegans out there.
Oh, okay.
I know you love the vegans, but you should probably try it. Not bad. It's real good. It's really tasty.
I heard it's very tasty, and I will not.
Me neither. I'm a man.
How about that?
You got to keep that rep, right?
Yep.
You know, I'm
a carnivore.
I'm all right with it. I'm with Hollis.
Do we have a man shirt in the Green Legion marketplace? We have an awesome sauce shirt.
I don't know, but Hollis is about to get muted if he keeps interrupting again.
I was looking for Taylor.
Anyway, guess what time it is?
Oh, I don't know.
Our favorite time of the show?
It is. It's time to get to know Vinny Curry. Uh-oh. He's still asleep over there. That's all right. Somebody grabbed the rap sheet from him so he doesn't see the questions.
He doesn't look ahead.
You look at the head.
I think he's the first guest to actually look at the sheet.
Vinny, you are the first guest that has actually looked at this.
And I'm right on cue.
Yeah? Hold on a second. Cue. Got you.
He's got a future as a broadcast journalist.
All right, let's talk about Vinny and talk to Vinny right now. 31 years old from Neptune City, New Jersey. 6'3", 266 pounds. Played college at Marshall. And a lot of people do not know this. Your number is 75.
Right.
And you wear that number as a tribute to the lives lost in the Marshall University plane that went down in 1970. Pretty damn cool, man.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Marshall football program,
right?
Because you're drafted by the Eagles. You're a homegrown guy. I think you were 59th second round, 59th pick overall, highest draft out of Marshall since 2004.
Leftwich?
Brian Leftwich.
Yeah. Brian Leftwich. Okay. We're not even going to bother talking about the year with the Bucks. Irrelevant. All right. But the Marshall football program has obviously moved on from what took place. And you guys had a couple pretty good seasons while you were there. As a matter of fact, you were racking up some stats for a while. What was 11 sacks was your...
I think it went from like 6, 11 and a half, then 13 or, something like that.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Tell him, make sure you correct him because he will get your stats wrong.
Talk directly in the mic when reciting your stats.
I had a pretty cool career in college.
No, that's pretty awesome. Hollis.
I know
you want to talk to him because he's a D lineman, and you guys have this little sweet princess fraternity over there.
It's weird because you have a man crush on every guest that comes on, but if we have a defensive lineman, Hollis just moves right up the chart.
He takes over.
Those are my guys. I just want to let everybody know that I know a lot of people don't know that about your rough time when you first got in because some powers that be that were not very he was a jerk, but I'm not going. But you were kept off the field. I don't know what the hell why you were practice player of the week a couple of times, and I'm like, how the hell are you winning practice player of the week and not getting on the field? What motivated you to keep going, even though you were getting a bum rap?
I love the game, man. Yeah. When you love the game. Yeah. It's a little different, man.
Did we have to go Chip Kelly tonight? Did we have to?
Well, he didn't go the other way. He could have went.
it wasn't. But see, it was his position coach. A lot of people didn't know that he was getting the. It was kind of being a jerk. So, And he's not going to say it because and it's cool because then he doesn't say it. But I can say it because I can say it for him. And I saw what was happening, and I saw some of the practices that he was having, and I was like, why in the hell is this kid not on the field? This is before I even met you.
I
just knew your number, and I was like, why the hell is this kid can't get on the field? And you just put all these other bums in there who are old as dirt, and we need to get this kid some time. But sometimes coaches get wrapped up in that favoritism type crap that I hate. If a kid can play, let him get out there and play.
Man, it's you know how I go. It's things that you can't control, man. And one of the things I try to have keep my head up on is just control the things you can't control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just come to work ready to play and bring the energy. And that's just been me my whole career.
I don't know if you know this. You and I met before in the cafeteria when I was meeting with Frank. I don't know if you have an MO of walking around in the NovaCare Center with your knee-high socks and your and your flip-flops, but
it's like you came to his house, though.
Is that where you two guys got that trend?
No,
that's all you do.
He came. It's like he came. Is that not your house? When during the season,
We there like more than we are is at home.
Yep.
The great thing, one of the great moments I always like. I mean, it's beyond football, right? And so Vinny leaves and goes to Tampa Bay, and then he came back in March.
I'm sorry, Dave. We're not bringing that up. He went somewhere for a little while.
Yeah, that's
came
fine.
Back sabbatical came back,
but,
vacation.
But the point is, when he came back to the NovaCare complex, there was nobody I have ever seen more happy to be walking through those doors. Right? Like it was. It's more than football. And being part of something that where you feel really good about yourself and you feel appreciated. And you know the program, you know not only the coaches and the players and all, but everybody in the building and the city. It makes you enjoy the game more, right, Vinny?
I mean, the number one thing was when I was in Tampa, like week four, man, Daniel broke my ankle and I was in a cast for like 10 weeks.
Oh, man.
It was the most loneliest thing ever. And it's like, you know,
Clearwater Beach is no help. I mean, bro, you know, you go over there and
bro,
you know,
it's crazy because you know it's like every morning I'm on like the phone with Fletch. This is one of the things. And it's like morning with these guys, and it's kind of like, hey, what you doing? You know, I got enough time on my hands. I'm just wheeling around. You know, man. So it was just like one of those things. Like when I got back, it just felt like the right thing to
do. It felt yeah. Like you were at home. Cause
absolutely.
I have to tell people, like, sometimes when players...
How did you feel when you went to the Saints?
I felt like...
Oh, hold up.
Listen, yeah, it's cool to get paid, yeah. But I'm talking about the overall...
Yeah.
Camaraderie
of the team, the family.
Yeah. No, if you want the answer to that question... He's back in Philadelphia hanging out with me three nights a week.
Yeah, but not only that, it's like the grass is not always greener. I didn't get paid until my second year until I had to go and prove myself. A lot of people don't realize that. But going down there, that training camp, do you realize? Well, in training camp, we was at Lehigh. And you remember how there was thousands of people up there. At Saints training camp, it was maybe 50 people. I was like, I don't have nobody to perform for in training camp.
Well,
and it was.
We
it
did
was
not know bad. You were an exhibitionist, sir.
Yes, a training camp. Yes, I am.
All right.
Plus, it was hot down there.
Oh my God!
There it is.
Hot in Tampa Bay.
Where's
right,
Tony?
Bro, it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. The most surreal.
You just
moment
missed it. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Wait. Let me hear Vinny.
I say, yeah, it was really hot down there. Then one of the hottest days of like I think it was a Tampa record was when
yeah
we
week
played
two
Eagles.
When we played
yeah,
you guys.
We were there. I was in the stands the whole time though. I didn't go into the tunnels.
You didn't pass out.
No, we were up there. And they had Yingling. I was drinking Yingling. It was great.
He passed out.
Hey, get out of here. I was there the whole time.
Because when at halftime, we going into the locker room, I just seen a lot of IVs and people in the stands. I was like, dang, I didn't even know
seriously.
They could do that.
Seriously. Literally the hottest game I have ever been to wearing a goddamn dress.
Yeah. But what was so weird for Vinny, like, and for Vinny and for Bo and for all those guys who left, win the Super Bowl, dream come true, parade unbelievable. And you're out of there in a month. You were gone a month later.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I didn't really even have no time to even
celebrate.
We just won a Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, take 2 weeks to unwind and then you had a pack.
Yeah.
Where's your ring, Vinny? Do you ever wear it?
Yeah, I was going to get that. Yeah, the ring. We always We had Kamu in here. We want to know about the ring.
Excuse me. We all don't need them to wear the rings around here. That could be dangerous.
No, I just want to know where he keeps it, how often he polishes it. Does he open up his desk?
You want to know how to get into a safety deposit box, Diaz?
Sounds like your case is a joint. That's all. Sounds like he's casing the joint.
Nah, but I keep the ring in the safe.
All right. Yeah, good.
It's a nice little safe.
This is the Green Legion Super Bowl ring, just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah. It looked like a little bit of Stone Cold Steve Austin ring.
Yeah. Oh, I like
he's
that.
Got a, he's got a shot of tequila in there.
Yeah.
It says,
Rob, do you have what Vinny's favorite quote is?
No.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Absolutely.
Ric Flair. Woo!
Are we?
Yeah.
Hold on, because Hollis is going to come over with, and I'm a man and I win.
Yeah, I'm a man and I win. This is the way it is.
Diaz.
I win. Yeah, I wanted to ask Vinny, because last week we had Boston Scott on the show, who is a Louisiana native. We learned about him, and he was drafted by his team, favorite team growing up. So what was your draft day experience from getting drafted by the team you followed? Growing up with the Birds, we're just like, where were you, and how did that all go down?
It was cool. I was at home. It was like one of those experiences that you know you wish you could relive all the time. That's how
you get a 215 phone call. You know what
I
mean? Yeah,
I don't want to say the wrong word.
The out of body, like, yeah, the out of body experience.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah,
I like the out of body experience that I was feeling, but it was just like
And then he comes into the NovaCare complex, and Brian Dawkins is there giving him a tour.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
"Are you kidding?
Like a little kid." Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Because it was like one of those things that at the combine, I felt like my meeting with the Eagles went really, really well. Well, we didn't really have a meeting. I just wanted to take out my phone and take pictures with Big Red and everybody. It was crazy.
Vinny, I have a question for you. And I kind of think this might be a fan favorite question.
Right.
So you get drafted by the Eagles in 2012.
Right.
And I want to know what it's like, because you're there for you're in your fifth year, all right, and you're with a team that drafted you, which you know you have to love. It's right. Kind of, I always say this to people that aren't Philadelphia sports fans. And live in Philadelphia. Your home teams are like your family. You don't have to like them at all, but you have to love them. So the Eagles, you know, that has to be your family, because they were the ones that took the chance on you. They were the ones that drafted you. I want to know what it was like winning a Super Bowl with the team that drafted you as the team went through that lull that we know, and then started picking that up, picking it up, picking it up, and then winning. And I also want to know, who were the guys in the locker room with you that were there for that extended period of time? Gotcha. Like, who were your boys? Where, you know, you guys were there for 5 years. I think Malcolm was there since, 2013 or 12?
Yeah, 13. So I would say Fletch was there.
Fletch.
Jason Peters was there.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham was there. Malcolm Jenkins was there.
Lane was there.
Lane was there.
BG, right? You said BG.
Yeah, I said BG.
Jason Kelsey was there. Did you guys have your own little moment? Like,
absolutely.
The guys that were there for...
Oh. Dude, absolutely, bro. Yeah. It was just like, damn, we did it.
Right?
You know...
That's awesome.
When, especially at the time, like, you know, when we were drafted and, you know, we all around that same year, you know, like, we were so young. And, you know, in this city...
You're still
like,
young, by the way.
Yes, you are.
Ha! But what I'm saying is that, you know, we had guys ahead of us, you know, and for us to get the job done, it was just like...
Awesome.
It just had to be.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hollis?
Awesome sauce.
There it is.
It was guys like Hollis and many others
that paved the way. You
know
what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It was kind of like, yo, damn, we did it, bro. Like, one of the first things I did was...
Who was the first person you hugged when you won?
I think I just fell to the ground and started crying.
So the ground. Okay. Yeah. Who was the second person?
That's what I did, too.
Yeah. You were crying?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah. I didn't leave the room.
When we got to the locker room, one of the first people I called was Trent Cole. Like,
Trent Cole.
Bro, you know, just thanked him and everything for everything he taught us. It's just like, bro, We got the job done.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
The, you know, he's the original Can't Get Right. I don't know if he told you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
Okay, because I was making sure he told you that, because he couldn't get right at first, and we had to get him right, and once we got him right, he turned into a terror.
Yeah.
Let a kid.
I want you to expound on that right now.
I wish Can't Get Right.
How did you get him right? What was wrong with him?
Well, he was, you know, Trent, when he came in, he felt like,
because, by the way, he has the most beautiful eyes.
I'm going to let you do. I'm gonna let you deal with that.
Okay. Quimby loves the players. Loves them.
Well, he was... he's one of those kids who he was strong, fast, but he didn't know the defense. And so a lot of times he would be playing when he shouldn't be playing. But we got him straight on the defense, and they kind of start catering to him because he became that guy. It's like what, and we told him, it's like, you're going to be the man. It's like Hugh Douglas wasn't going to be playing that long. It was me, Hugh Douglas, it was Javon Kearse, and Derek Burgess. And all of us was telling him the same thing. You're going to be the man one of these days. Yeah. And then once he became the man, he just like killed it.
He wanted the GOATs in my book. So.
Yeah, he is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've been told that about myself numerous times. So
awkward.
I want to find those people.
So next question. Getting off a little bit of football.
All right.
I understand prom night's kind of a big thing for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, in case you guys don't know, Vinny is very active in the community, does a lot. He is Neptune City. That's just outside of Trenton.
Well, I'm from Neptune. I'm from Neptune.
Oh.
Which is different than Neptune City?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry?
It's a town over. Neptune City is a town over.
Oh, okay. Where is that exactly? Because I know New Jersey.
It's on the shore, you know.
Oh, it is?
Asbury Park, Belmar,
okay.
Neptune.
All right.
Well, Bradley all Beach. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dave said, you know, close to Trenton earlier, so I'm going to blame everything on him.
No,
oh, wow. Oh,
my bad. Maybe if we get Quimby a glow.
I'm kidding.
No, I said that. I thought it was Trenton.
No, it's like, you got.
Come
like,
on, Dave.
Long
Branch,
I don't know
Red
Jersey. Bank,
no. That was
my first roundabout. I was out of Jersey.
That was me. I'm messing around right now.
I take it back.
No, that was my fault. So it's okay, Quimby.
So, what happened prom night? When was this? A couple years ago?
Last year.
Just this past May.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just this past May. You know, I paid for like 500 kids for both towns, Neptune, and I did Asbury kids, you know, just to pay for their haircuts. And
did you get that?
Groom, right.
Pay for their haircuts.
Yeah.
Make them
did
look
they
good.
Look anything like this? Because that's kind of fly.
But they look good, though.
I'm white. You know, I can't get away with that.
I see you, man. No. I linked up with a barbershop, Meet the Barber's Gentleman Lounge, and they did a really, really good job.
That's awesome. 500 kids.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you go to the prom? Because we did have, who was it? A linebacker a couple of years ago promised. You know what I'm talking about.
Acho.
Yeah. Did you go to the prom?
Yeah, I went to the prom.
Nice, nice. You didn't go with a date, though, right?
Definitely went with a date.
Oh, hold on. All right.
Wait, when he was a senior in high school?
No. I'm talking about the prom that you paid for everybody's haircut.
No, I didn't go to the prom and none of that.
No. You should have. You should have been the DJ.
Honestly, I don't even know how I got out. It got out by word of mouth, and then next thing you know, I showed up, and then
I actually heard that you expected no fanfare. There was nothing.
Yeah, I was
about
not
it.
Like that.
You
like, just not
you
me.
Just
that's
said,
it.
"Oh my God, this is my hometown. I want to take care of the kids."
Yeah, I do stuff out of the kindness of my heart. I ain't looking to get no PR, no pat on the back, none of that. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just want to show my appreciation of just where I come from, man. And I was getting a haircut that day anyway.
That's how the D-line rolls.
Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, one more question for you, and then we're going to take a break. And everybody, if you want to get another picture, an autograph, we do have the giveaway. We don't want to have bad radio, so what we're going to do is we are going to go to break, and we're going to draw during the song so that we don't have to listen to us trying to find somebody out in the audience that doesn't win with a raffle ticket.
We're professional every day.
Yeah, we're trying to figure this out as we go.
Number eight.
Vinny, ask this of every guest that's been on our show.
Right.
What is your absolute favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
My absolute favorite thing to do when I'm not
first
playing football.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, J.J. Ortega-Whiteside's response is still number one, sleep. That's what he said. All I want to do is sleep.
I wish I can do that, but I'm not a good sleeper.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do?
My number one favorite thing to do, man, is play. My son is 2 years old, and he's obsessed with it. And as soon as I walk through the door, he'd be like, "Daddy, catch. Ooh, touchdown." That's the greatest thing to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, like, he's so fast, man. Now he learns this new thing now. He's just diving into the end zone and throwing his hands up in the air. Yeah, it's crazy.
Can he do the fight song?
Absolutely.
Nice. Oh, yeah, come on.
Absolutely.
If we FaceTime him
right now and get it going, he'll bust that chain out right now. Yeah.
Vinnie Curry, thank you so much for coming out here.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank all you guys for coming out.
I think we speak for everybody here. Big fan all around. Love your energy. Love everything you do. Love the fact that you're back and hope you can be here for as many years as
Just beat the Bears.
Yes.
Just beat the Bears.
And, oh, by the way, Green Legion bump. I swear to God it's coming. I don't know what you're doing on Sunday, but I promise you it's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Everybody, please get up here and get your autographs, your photos, everything. We will be back on Green Legion Radio live at South Philly Chickens and Pete's right after this. All right, back for our final segment here on Green Legion Radio. We're going just a little bit over time right now. We do have some stuff to give away. I did say we were going to do that while we were playing songs, right?
You did.
So I lied.
Way to go.
Anyway, hang around because we have some really cool stuff. Now, if somebody pops, might go over and grab that stuff right off. We have a Vinnie Curry signed jersey. Guess what? You saw him sign it here. It's legit. There is no question mark. Hand that to me, brother.
We don't need the certificate of authenticity.
We do not need the certificate of authenticity.
Say that 10 times.
Yeah, right. We also have a female jersey. So I don't get yelled at. All right. And we have a couple of really cool hats, which Tree's going to stay in on security with. But
Big Tree.
Anyway, let's talk about the Bears real quick.
And Bears.
And when Dave gets back from the bathroom, we'll talk about it even more.
Way to put his business out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to get the other journalist on the panel.
Are you really throwing Dave under the bus here? Let's do this. Let's give away the first hat.
All night long, Diaz. You can throw him under the bus.
After a guaranteed win in Buffalo, Dave gave us last week.
If your last three numbers are 900, you just want a signed Vinnie Curry hat. 900.
Are we going to do this again?
No, we're not. We're gonna stop and go back to the radio show. 900. Anybody going once? One more time.
She got it.
Got it. Yay! All right. Come on, sweetheart.
Come on down.
That's excellent. All right. So let's talk about this, and everybody stay in informant. 900?
Yep.
Do we have it? We are good. Give her a hat. There you go. All right. What do we know about the Bears?
So the Bears have lost a few games here in a row. They're not a good team right now. They had a heartbreaker Sunday against the Chargers. Matt Nagy decides to take a knee at the end of the game, and then the kicker misses a short field goal, and
his press conference was a joy.
Bizarre. And so this is a team that is down on its luck. The offense doesn't score a lot of points. They still have a good defense, which will be a really tough challenge for the Eagles. But it's a lot like the Buffalo Bills. They're not going to beat you with big plays. They're grinded out. David Montgomery's kind of taken over the lead role offensively in the ground game. They've got a good receiver in Eddie Robinson. Tariq Cohen is a good player. But I think the Eagles match up really well with him.
Well, we like that.
Thanks, Dave.
I don't know where it came from, but...
What is this?
I don't know.
He said it. We're playing it. Who knows it?
Pat Benatar.
Heartbreaker.
I don't know. It's probably some late '80s reference.
What Dave was just saying,
Almost went right over that. He's like, Pat, who?
Now I knew Pat Benatar. Love is a battlefield sucker. As I was saying,
can you say that for his house?
Love is a battlefield sucker. I'm a man and I win. Now, as I was saying, Dave is absolutely correct about this being just like the Buffalo Bills, because they have a quarterback who also I feel stinks. And they won't put the game in his hands, which is why they kneel the ball, because he almost got sacked the play before, and that would have messed him totally up. I never liked the move. In
is
the
that
first
the
place.
Technical term?
Can you believe that they drafted him over?
That's
Deshaun,
what I was going to say.
Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes.
Not only
could
that.
Could you imagine his team?
Not only that
happened in this city.
Not only that, they moved up to get him.
Yes. One spot.
And that GM is still there.
It was here.
He's still there.
One at a time.
Draft was here.
Excited, Dad.
We were just appalled that they moved up one spot.
I got you.
But this is like Dave said, much like last week, where they have an awesome defense, but their offense doesn't do anything to help their defense out. They put their offense in some good positions sometimes, but what we have to do is we have to win the battle. But Dave, they do have some good receivers.
They got Eddie Robinson's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they got Trey.
And Trey Burton.
Yeah.
The good. Next winner. If you have last three numbers, 920. 920, you win a signed Vinnie Curry hat.
Yeah.
I think this guy in the Giroux jersey is getting up.
Is it Giroux? Where is he at?
Is it you?
Is it you?
Yeah. This never happens. Okay, talk about that receiver core because
Is Gabriel back yet?
Sir, let me see.
Is Gabriel back yet?
I don't know if Gabriel's back. I mean, their big play weapon is Robinson,
yeah,
who is very good. I mean, he hurt the Eagles in the playoffs last year.
Correct.
I don't think Gabriel's played since he scored the three touchdowns in that one game.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then they've got Trey Burton. I mean, right. Trubisky. It doesn't, but the problem is Trubisky.
Can't throw left.
100%.
He's sure can't throw left.
He is athletic.
Yeah.
Inaccurate.
He's inaccurate. He's not delivered for that football team. So the formula for the, I mean, again, we talked last week, what, like 21 points was the kind of the break point?
Right.
I think it's probably the same this week. Like if the Eagles get to 21 points, they should win this football game.
Right. But it's one thing that I think they're going to be out for a little blood because of the double doink. That's the only thing that
if it was in Chicago, I'd believe it.
Like after losing on another.
The only thing I'll say is that they are a desperate football team.
Right.
That's a dangerous football team. And everybody says, oh, the Eagles won last week. They got everything right. Everything's cool. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. You've got to win this game, get to the bye week 5-4, and then make a run.
Because
if you lose, then what you did last week means absolutely nothing.
You're hitting the nail on the head, Dave, because right now you have to pull away from 500.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to make a run.
You can't keep going up, down, up, down.
Yep.
Right. The Eagles are one game behind Dallas. Now, Dallas's schedule is very difficult down the stretch. So I feel good about it. I think the team's got great energy. Like I said earlier, I think some players are going to come back this week.
Does the win from Sunday bolster them?
It does. It's better than losing.
It should.
Think about last week. You know, with everything happened from Skandrick to finger pointing getting crushed on anonymous sources,
right.
Getting crushed in Dallas. I mean, it was a really hard week, and they went out and won a game they had to win. So hopefully,
I need a female.
Hopefully the leaders step up and say, it is time to play ball. And that's what Doug Peterson thinks. He thinks everybody's really kind of focused in right now.
And the one thing that you said, Dave, that resonates is this is a desperate team that's coming in here. So we also have to look for all the trick plays that they can pull out their rump.
I don't think they have a lot of that in their arsenal.
Well, you got to remember Nagy is from Andy Reid's tree, and they will come with the double reverse flea flicker or any just look for anything like that.
And we are going to give away the female jersey, which has Vinnie Curry's autograph on. If you have number 878. 878.
The Green Legion got one.
All right. You are one sexy young lady, sir. Come on up.
He'll give it to his lady.
He'll give it to his lady.
It's okay if someone else wants to wear it.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between a man's jersey and a woman's jersey?
The V-neck.
Is it low cut? No?
I believe you.
It might be a low cut.
Sir?
Anderson,
sir? Can you wear that? Back up. Since we're 3-for-3 right now, I'm going to have him pick the winner of the male jersey.
So we're going four. Fo.
David looks like a blouse also.
All right, let's do this. If you have number 880. 880. I don't know why.
I got a buddy who's got 881 and 882.
Oh, really? Why does he have two tickets? That's enough out of you, Diaz.
It's him and his
I'm kidding.
Wife.
880? Sir, are you rolling up? No. No?
No, he's just chilling.
No?
Rolling once.
880. All right. Let's wrap this up. What scares you?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what scares me.
What scares you one at a time, right, please? Right.
I'll go first because you guys say it because I don't want to take the obvious one, but go ahead.
Well, me and Dave were just talking when during the last break. Khalil Mack going one-on-one, which we don't think he's going to go one-on-one, obviously, because they're going to have to help Dillard. But last year, Jason Peters shut him down in that playoff game, out there at Soldier Field. And then this year, he's going to go one-on-one. They're going to switch him on the other side of the line. They're not going to have him run up against Lane Johnson. They're going to have him go up against Andre Dillard, and they're going to have to chip, and they're going to have to help with the tight ends and with the running backs. That's my big thing, which is also going to take away from what you're going to have as far as maybe a little bit of a dump-off route for Carson.
Before we get to Hollis. Right. 8-8-8.
Wow.
8-8-8.
Just play a bunch of eights.
Play that number. What's the number?
8-8-8.
Triple eights.
Going once. Going twice. Hollis, what scares you?
The only thing that scares me is Mitchell Trubisky getting hot.
He is sexy, but I don't know if he's hot.
Just getting on the same page with the receivers and kind of torching us a little bit. And not being caught off guard with some of the trick plays, and that's it.
Before we get to Diaz and what scares you, 906.
This is for an autographed Vinnie Curry jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it? Hold on.
906.
Yeah, we got a winner. He has his food to go, and he was ready to bounce.
All right, I got it. 906.
The upset, my man. Quimby can actually see the numbers.
This is yours, brother.
He is getting up in age.
Appreciate you. All right.
There we go.
Hey, everybody. Right. Nice. We appreciate Vinny signing all that stuff for us.
That's cool. Good for you. Good for you giving out stuff.
Yeah, no, this is what we're supposed to do. Diaz, what scares you?
I know you're not supposed to say this because it's the NFL and anything can happen. I'm not scared of this team. I think we do get that. We get 28 points. They score 16. Mitchell Trubisky's a mess.
Yeah.
There's a lot of focus on their kicking game and all those, funny little mistakes and memes we see online. But Mitchell Trubisky should not be playing for this team right now.
Yeah.
And if we can get to that 21 points, like Dave said, this is a win. I don't want to look past him, but this is a win.
Yeah. Chris, anything to add?
They need to handle their business. I mean, we were just talking about a desperate team in the Bears. Why can't we be desperate? Even at 4-4.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Why?
I think we should be.
Desperate football.
I think we are. I think this is as must of a win as last week is. Again, you have to pull away from 500.
Right.
I think the one thing to be concerned about is Cordell Patterson is the best kick returner in the game.
Oh, God, yeah.
I can't imagine that the Eagles would give him a chance to return a kickoff.
Muzzle.
So that's the one thing to worry about is do not give him a chance to return a kickoff.
Dave, there's no more returns in the NFL.
I know, but he had one for a touchdown a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he did.
There's only been four returned for touchdowns this year, kickoffs.
And Super Dave, remember, just one last thing.
Shut up.
I was just going to tell him. You remember when I was saying the trick plays? He runs a lot of the trick plays.
Yeah.
And he's fast, and he's it's like the
– Anyway, Rob, any final thoughts?
What scares me is growing alone. But no, that's not what you want. You want to know on the game.
Growing old alone?
Yeah, that's
growing alone.
But we don't have time to go through that.
Did you get that? Growing alone.
But what I will say is, A, nothing scares me, just like Diaz says, as long as they show up and they play the way they should. But as always, Quimby, I have to put my plug in. You have to follow the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
And do it.
Because like we always know, the Green Legion Radio wouldn't be here without the Rob V Show.
I'm only following the Rob V Show.
So I put my shameless plug in.
And the best part is, as we become more professional, you are still envious.
Can I plug? Not envious at all, because you wouldn't be here without me, but keep going. Good. Mr.
Can
Journalist.
Can I plug my Eagles Insider podcast?
Yes, you can.
It's a great podcast. Thank you very much. Eagles Insider podcast. Find it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, iTunes, all that. Please subscribe. It's great. Awesome.
Subscribe, download, rate, review.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Yes.
Taught him that too.
Subscribe, download, rate, review.
Rob needs to get the girls from Game 5 of the
He's
World
very
Series.
Professional.
Already working on it through emails.
Everybody else is now done. Everybody, do not forget, Chickies has you covered at the casinos with location at Parks in Bensalem and the Tropicana Casino at the Shore. I will give you your opportunity for TTP. Shut the hell up. Everybody. Once again, we appreciate you coming out to Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. We will see you next week.
CTP 3-0.